The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Monty, you about ready to podcast?
Let's do it.
What's up, peanut heads? Welcome to episode numero dos of ANA MMA. I am your host with the most, Monty, and sitting across from me is Slim Turd.
Hello. Welcome back. Another episode. We made it to number two.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
I think that's pretty good. I think we did okay because my parents checked it out.
Yes.
They told me the next day, like, cool it on the F word.
Yeah, big shout out to Slim's dad for letting us know that we were cussing a little bit too much on the last podcast.
Well, I think we did good because I think I have about 13 songs on the internet, something like that. And I don't think they've checked out a single one. But they had checked out our podcast, so that's making moves, you know?
Yeah, my mom definitely played mine just to make me feel better. So we're out here.
Yeah, that works. So we had a pretty eventful weekend in the world of mixed martial arts. I had one in myself in general. I was at the Aqueduct Friday. I played with the live band.
Yes.
Dude, that was fun. That was, that was awesome. Anyway, then Saturday rolls around and we have UFC 210.
What the hell happened last night?
You know what? Overall, I think this whole, thing left me with a bad taste in my mouth. Yeah. Up until the second, co-main event, I was like kind of enjoying it, but.
Oh man. Yeah, I mean, it was all the way up until that set, like, co-main event, dude. Everything was going fine. I mean, it was just a normal night, and then
there was a little debacle beforehand. Pearl Gonzalez,
Her breast
fight was
implants.
Almost pulled because of that. Apparently, that's an old boxing rule of you can't fight with breast implants. So that fight almost didn't happen.
Yeah,
according to the media, apparently, like, that was just a thing that got leaked, and they're like, "Oh, the fight's off," but it, like, was never actually off. According to Dana, like, he called both fighters, was like, "Hey, go back to your rooms and chill. This fight's happening."
Like, yeah, this is I heard that's what he did. Like, he let cooler heads be down and stuff. So
that's good. And then Daniel Cormier, some people were calling him a bit of a cheater, I guess, because at the weigh-ins, he weighed at 106.5.
Yep, 1.6 over.
Yeah,
he was
2 pounds over. Right,
1.6.
Yeah, 1.6, and you have to be either on or under the exact 205 limit. I don't know if that's a New York specific. Maybe it's a championship thing. So he had 2 hours, according to New York rules, to because every state's different. 2 hours to lose the weight, and he did. And some people were saying, "Oh, that's not fair," because if it was like
but
any
that's
other
the rules in New
but
York,
hey, yeah, so. It happened. And then you had Anthony Johnson actually weighed under a couple pounds. So
do you hear that noise?
Yeah, it was a computer.
Oh, okay.
She's old. She's gotta breathe every now and then. So for the most part, that fight card was decent. I watched we got the fight pass. We watched the fight pass prelims. On to the regular prelims and then onto the main. And I don't know. I thought it went pretty well. Up until that main card.
Yeah. Before we get on that though, real quick, I want to fact check us.
Oh. Okay.
Last week we actually said that King Mo beat Rampage in their first fight.
No, we said Rampage beat Mo in their first fight.
No, we said King Mo beat Rampage,
that's not what
happened.
Right.
Rampage won the first fight.
Yeah.
So we were wrong about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, we both got the UFC fight pass, which I liked. It was cool.
Yeah, it was decent. I liked that I could play it on my Xbox or my phone, but my Xbox kept probably because I'm not like hardwired into the router, but it kept losing a little time. So by the time like one of the fights ended, you had texted me and said, "Oh, so and so won." I'm like, "Ah, oh, fuck,
really?" Yeah. Hey, watch it with that for
you. Oh, jeez.
Your dad's
Mario
burning
messing up.
Right now.
Oh man, his ears are on fire. So the very first fight on the card.
Yes.
Magomed Babulatov.
Yes, good
who
job.
Are, who they are saying is the best Russian fighter to come out of Russia since Khabib Nurmagomedov. I could see it. I think he needs a little more.
He's
you know.
A very interesting prospect. I was really surprised by the fact that he was a karate practitioner.
Right.
Because I didn't even know they did karate in Russia.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So that's super cool. Yeah, his kicks and like the way he was just throwing and his combos were just so clean. And
His ground control was excellent, too.
Oh,
you
could
tell
That's Russia for you, dude. They're
manhandling Maulers.
Mm-hmm. Every time. I was really impressed with him. But my knockout of the night obviously goes to that man, Gregor Gillespie, dude.
Yeah, that was
20-second knockout. I looked up, there was 10 seconds off the clock, and that man landed a 1-2 sleeper. And I was extremely impressed with him.
That was really nice.
I see him moving up the rankings.
Yeah, lightweight division needs that, I feel like.
Definitely.
Desmond Green made his debut, and I was actually really impressed with this guy.
Former Bellator championship finalist.
Yeah, I was really impressed with him.
Yeah,
he was just really patient. You could tell he was taking it seriously,
and of course he had that New York. He's from New York, so he had that New York crowd just absolutely roaring behind him.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that was good. When I actually looked at the fight stats, I was surprised by how close that fight actually was, and like. If you listen, like Joe Rogan and them were saying
that Josh might get it because
he was more active. Yeah. But
I kind of thought that too.
I don't know. I had it 2-1 Green.
Yeah.
So I had him winning that fight. I don't know.
You know, the judges are. That's why they say never leave it in the hands of the judges.
Yep.
But it worked out in his favor that night. Then you had Shane Burgos versus Charles Rosa.
He was very impressive.
You didn't get to see that. This fight was a slugfest, dude. That fight was nasty. They actually got I don't remember if it was fight of the night or knockout of the night, one of the bonuses.
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember which one. He did finish him in the third round. Yeah, so that was really good. Kamaru Usman.
Yeah,
manhandled Sean Strickland. Sean Strickland is a good fighter. This was at welterweight, I believe,
yes.
And he just made him look bad. He was so strong, like he was just throwing him around at will. It was nuts. And I was really impressed with him. Mm-hmm. I don't remember where they said he came from.
Who, Usman?
Yeah, was it another promotion?
I'm not exactly sure. I do not know.
But
he's fought in the UFC like before.
Okay,
that was not his
okay.
Debut.
Cool. Miles Jury won.
Yeah,
in a really nice fashion.
That was expected though. I didn't get to watch that one either. But I mean, Miles Jury didn't
he's
he
a
lose
dog.
His last two fights? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, yeah. He dropped. I think he was at some weight class, went up to another or down one or the other.
Yeah, but he's on the come up. He dropped his last two fights. I'm pretty sure. I need to look at that.
Then we had Charles Oliveira, who I counted out. I was he's not been doing hot at all lately. He's just not been the same as when he first started in the UFC. Comes to fight Will Brooks, this beefy dude. Dana White even said
former
his legs
Bellator
are...
champion.
Right. And Charles Oliveira made him just did whatever he wanted with him. Took him
dude,
down at will.
That dude beat Michael Chandler twice. And, dude, Charles Oliveira, that was my submission of the night. I was...
Absolutely.
Really impressed, and Will Brooks really tried fighting him off. I mean,
he actually got performance of the night.
Did he?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, he was. I think he might be back. I don't know. When he's on, he's on. I think he should not go to featherweight. I think he should stay at lightweight. You know what I mean? Thiago Alves looked really nice.
And
retired
since,
Patrick Cote.
I was going to say, since we're on that subject, Patrick Cote did retire, and he's fought a lot of people. Go ahead and shoot off some names that man has fought, because I know you know.
Let me see. I know he's fought the
Donald
official.
Cerrone was
he
his
did fight
last
Donald Cerrone.
Loss. And then
Stephen Thompson.
Yep, Wonder Boy.
Tom Lawler back in the day. He fought Silva.
Kung Lee. Kung Lee was tight, bro. I liked him.
Was this a title fight?
UFC fighter. Oh, Silva, man. Yeah, I mean, he's.
No, it wasn't a title fight. But yeah, he beat Silva. He's been around a long
Chris
time.
Leben,
I think it was 13 years,
Tito,
they said.
Yeah.
I mean, he had been fighting. So, I mean, it's not like his legacy is, you know, he's going on a loss, yeah, but he fought well.
And Yeah, that was a good fight. At the end, we even said, dude, Patrick Cote is still a beast.
Yeah,
dude. He was just sitting there leaking, just like, come on. Like, I messed with that. That was a good fight, dude.
Yeah, it was good.
So, respect to Patrick Cote for going out on a pretty good note. Right. Might have been a loss, but...
So then, the fight after that, we have Cynthia... Is it Calvillo?
Calvillo. Yes.
Okay. Looked dominant.
Dude,
Pearl had some good moments. Mm-hmm. You know, she caught her pretty nicely a couple times, but for the most part, Cynthia, like, stayed busy. It was a slugfest.
Pearl was definitely the bigger fighter in that, too, and I liked how Cynthia was, like, keeping... She was always active. She always had her hands moving forward. Like, it was always nice exchanges, and I liked how she just handled that whole fight. She did a great job. Ended up getting a rear naked choke for the finish, which she was fighting for.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Go for it. That was her fifth fight since August.
In 8 months.
Yes.
She admitted that she just turned pro in August.
And her first two fights in the UFC have been on main cards.
Dude, I looked up the date. It was literally March 4th to April 6th. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
UFC 209 or maybe it's to not
April
6th. That's
April 7th. That's yeah, that's amazing, ridiculous. Man. So props to her. I mean, Dana said that I might not be 100% correct on this, but he said that he like invited her to come like watch the fights with him, like after she fought and won.
Yeah. I mean, did you see that interview? Like he was sitting there
with them next
week,
yeah.
In the tunnel. And she just like walked up and he was preaching.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I did see that. That was cool.
Yeah, apparently she's the next thing coming up in the women's strawweight division.
Honestly, the women's any of the women divisions need that. They need a new Ronda, per se.
Well, I mean, dude, Nunes. Who's going to beat Nunes? And Joanna, I'm not going to try saying her last name right now, but
yeah,
the most dominant. She's unbeaten. Nobody's ever been able to beat her. She's actually co-headlining that event with... Who's fighting? Is that the
Stipe? Stipe, I believe. Yeah,
that's,
211.
That's
going to be a good one. But I don't know. I do feel like they need like a new name. Like everyone knows like the Holly Holm and
right.
Anyway,
moving on.
The co-main event.
Yes, man. So this is where things really started getting wacky. Everything was going
to
fine.
Say the least.
Yeah, everything was going fine until this man Gegard Mousasi had Weidman in a position where he was holding him around his ribs over top of him, and Weidman had his hands on the ground.
Right.
So when Mousasi kneed him in the head, Weidman lifted his hand up. Both
one
times.
Of them. Now one this is the thing. That's a brand new rule.
Yes.
I don't know when they enacted that, but I'm pretty sure this is one of the
year.
First cards.
This
yet.
Year, 2017.
So basically, if you have one hand down,
yeah,
you can get kneed in the face.
Exactly.
If you have two hands down,
you're
you cannot.
Opponent.
You're a downed opponent. A knee to the face would be illegal.
Yep.
But when he threw the knee initially, I thought his hand was down.
All of us thought it was an that's what happened. Everybody thought it was an illegal
knee. The ref called it. He said, wait.
Chris Weidman thought it was an illegal knee. So, of course, he immediately starts saying, oh, I don't know if I can fight anymore. Those were illegal knees. Oh, I'm so hurt, blah, blah, blah. So they go down, review it. It ends up that he did lift his hand up, and those were actually legal knees. So the ref came back inside the octagon, and he went up to Chris Weidman, and he said, Chris, those were legal knees. They just looked and told us those were legal knees. And Chris Weidman tried saying that he was fine to fight.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no, I'm cool.
Yeah,
Then the ref was like, I just gave you 5 minutes to recover for nothing. Like,
and,
no, we can't.
And the doctors were sitting there, both of those doctors that were looking at him, you could tell by their body language and the way they were talking to each other, they didn't want him to go. So they ended up calling the fight. And
honestly, I would like to see a rematch, I for sure would. I think it should happen. I think it's right to happen.
Yeah, I guess it's in the best interest for everybody.
But I guess Mousasi does not want a rematch. He wants a title shot,
mm-hmm.
which is understandable. What is that, his fifth fight?
But he Fourth already... Fight? The thing is about that, he can't backtrack. He already said in the octagon, on his post-fight interview, which I have the audio, I should play it, but he said he's going to let him fight. If he wants his rematch, he's got it.
Yeah.
So, you already stated that, dude. You can't be, oh, no, I want my title shot, like, now.
I think Chris deserves it. I mean, that's three losses in a row for Chris Weidman, who knocked out Anderson Silva, was that 3 years ago?
That was in New York, too, man. You know that meant a lot
He's lost
him,
twice
man.
In his hometown when New York just got made, like, legal for MMA. Like, yeah, it's dude. So sad. I think he'll come back. If he gets that rematch and wins, I think it's...
He still looks like a capable fighter.
He's still top 10. No question. Where did he drop in the rankings? Let's see.
I'm sure. I don't know if they have him even updated yet. But yeah, that's what happened. And then...
I don't know.
That was wacky. Gegard Mousasi, I liked how he reacted because his corner started, jumping around, waving the Netherlands flag around.
Yeah, he just kind of ripped it out of his hand.
And he ripped it out of his hand, and he told them to sit down, and he did not want them doing that. And I respect that. I thought that was a, good move.
Yeah. I don't think they changed the rankings. Mousasi is 5, and Chris Weidman's 4. Jacare is number 3. I think Jacare and Luke Rockhold should fight.
Jacare fights this weekend.
Oh, that's right. Who's he fighting? He's going down, Robert I'm Whittaker. Pretty sure. Is it Whittaker? Okay. Whittaker's number 7.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Or no, Whittaker is 6. So that's still fair.
But moving on.
So then we go to the main event.
Yeah.
Terrible Bruce
Buffer. It's time.
Five rounds
in the UFC. Heavyweight championship of the world.
Introducing first.
But yeah, anyways, Daniel Cormier and Anthony Johnson fought. In the first round, this man, Anthony Johnson, tried to wrestle Daniel Cormier.
An Olympic wrestler. I don't care what college he went to. This man went to the Olympics, and you're going to try to wrestle him?
And then I just read that Rumble's corner was extremely mad that he was doing that.
And was very verbal during the fight, and like, what are you doing? Get out of there.
So
and in between rounds, too. I honestly, though, Johnson won that round. He won the first round. It was 10-9, I believe, the scorecards were. But Cormier knew that,
this is
I'm going to make you work for this takedown. And I think he did take him down a couple times, but he got right back up. And it doesn't matter if you take him down. It matters if what you're doing with that takedown. And he did nothing. So Cormier kind of went to the second round like, all right, I just made you tired, and I'm not tired. Because Cormier's gas tank is unbelievable.
At 38 years old.
He's 38. His conditioning is incredible.
He probably walks around at a good, what would you say, 230?
Maybe.
220, somewhere around there, man. Yeah. He's a big man.
He honestly did say on his post-fight interview that this was the hardest weight cut for him. He said, I'm getting older. The weight's not moving like it used to,
Right.
And he's actually said he had a better nutritionist now than he ever has before. But, I mean, I get it,
Yeah, a lot of people.
The fact that I want to bring up another topic too about older champions.
Okay.
Well, we'll finish on the main fight though. So second round.
Second round comes around. It was very quick. It happened very quickly. A minute and 23 seconds into the round, Daniel Cormier got behind him, sunk his arm in there, and got a rear naked choke.
Almost identical to the first fight.
Yep. So. After that, though, I think I'm going to go ahead and play some audio.
All right.
I can,
do you
though.
Yeah, I could not believe that it ended the same way as the first fight. And it was a two-year gap between when they fought each other.
Yes.
I figured Cormier was going to get older.
Yeah.
Johnson's still in his prime.
Still throwing those bombers.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
He actually broke Daniel's nose. They were asking him, like, hey, is your nose broken or what? He's like, well, it's for sure shifted a little bit. That was it was sideways for sure.
For sure. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and play this audio real quick.
Did you find it?
No, yep, that I got leg it right.
Yeah, that leg kick. He kicked him in the nose.
I want to say something about this fight, too, before you
move
on. All right, yeah, go ahead.
Look at what you're moving on. Fucking, did you see DC afterwards talking about how he was like Roman Reigns from WWE?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to boo him.
Yeah.
He's like, I watched that guy walk out on television and he was booed for 10 minutes straight. And then just said, this is my yard, dropped the mic and walked away. He's like, that was so me.
He's not wrong. I mean, the fact that he gets booed, and he's still such a dominant champ.
Yeah.
He's on a 4-fight win streak now. The fact that he still gets booed, I just don't understand it. All right, start that over.
Yeah, this is right here is Daniel Cormier talking a little bit of that smack to the GOAT,
yeah,
John Jones.
You guys are just sitting there silent. Oh. You know what to talk about.
Turn that up.
is John Jones.
Who?
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 Guy.
Hey, is that guy even eligible to fight yet?
It's right there.
What is he eligible to fight yet?
Oh.
A couple months from now.
Don't talk to me about a guy that's ineligible.
No.
When you get your together and you're ready to fight, I'm here waiting for you, young man. You know it.
Young man?
I've been waiting for 2 years. You got the first one. But you knew after the first one we had many coming. Hey, as a fighter, I respect him. We just don't see eye to eye. So locking me in here with him, that's a favor.
Yeah.
That's a favor. He's a good fighter, but still not eligible. When he gets his academics in order, he can come back to the classroom.
Oh!
Dude, roasted him.
Wow.
Just fucking roasted him.
Damn.
That was a highlight of the fight for me when he was calling. But the fact that he called out Jimmy Manoa too.
And Jimmy Manoa, man, he looked like he didn't even want that fight. He was just sitting there saying one punch,
I'm gonna do it in one punch. Well, John Jones though, his reaction.
John Jones is ready, bro. He doesn't.
He had zero reaction on his face.
Yeah, because that's how
looked
they are.
Unfazed, and he just was just staring at
he
him
just
from
knows.
The crowd like.
They're gonna get that on, dude. I'm ready for that.
There's a gif I seen. I almost said it to you. It was him sitting, John Jones sitting next to Rashad Evans. Like they were just chilling, like with their thumbs up in the crowd. It was funny at that fight.
Yeah, I did. They showed them on the TV.
Yeah, it was cool.
But yeah, I mean, that was UFC 210. I ended up beating you by a very large margin in our betting.
You suck.
your debt to me is ever growing, so...
As it does.
I'm pretty sure I won. I got it somewhere around here. But, also what we need to talk about. I don't know how we almost forgot this. Anthony Rumble Johnson announced his retirement.
Yeah, that was threw me through.
Immediately after, and I'm going to go ahead and play this audio.
Sure.
Very emotional.
This was my last fight. I didn't even tell Dana White. I didn't tell anybody. My coaches knew. My family knew. My friends knew. I didn't want any distractions. But I have to thank you all for being there for me, you know.
Anthony, in the prime of your career, which is where you are right now, why are you deciding to retire?
I gave my commitment to another job.
Yeah.
Something that I've been wanting to do for a while.
Like
it's not
what?
MMA related or anything like that. It's just time for me to move on to something else. I'm tired of getting punched by God. I love you.
That's first of all, you're going into a title fight. He even said in the post-fight interview, win or lose, I would have retired.
Yeah.
That would have messed the UFC, the whole division up something fierce. There would have had to be an interim fight. It would have probably been, whenever John Jones gets back.
Yeah, that would have put that whole, that whole
like,
division in
the I feel like boat. Cormier might have just got it just because if he would have lost, maybe. Might be wrong, I don't know. But
Anthony Johnson, one of the greatest knockout artists in the history of the UFC, retired in the prime of his career.
That just made me emotional. I remember watching him when he used to fight at 170.
Yeah, dude.
He was knocking people out, just bullying them.
We just watched a fight of him fighting at 170 today. And
he's a big dude. He looked big compared to Cormier. He had no business dropping. I don't even know how many pounds he cut.
Right.
Like, that's an insane amount of weight.
But, shout out to him. Hopefully, I don't know. I'm really interested to know what exactly he is going to be doing that, you know, he seems very interested in it, too. It seems like it's something that he definitely loves
it's good for me, it's good for my family financially.
And I definitely agree. He said he's sick of getting punched in the head.
That's more
power to you, man. He had a great career. If he does actually call it, I mean, that was a great career.
He's 33.
I know.
Okay, so this is what I wanted to segue into is... All our champions are getting up there. So my question for you is, what is the prime age for a fighter? You know, like there's football players that can make it to whatever. There's baseball players that are like, all right, after this age, you're usually not that good unless you're like a rare case.
Yeah.
What do you think the prime age is for a fighter?
See, that is a very hard question. I think it just depends on the person, dude. Some people, like, look at Daniel Cormier fighting at 38 years old.
Exactly.
Bisping absolutely is, dominated.
Bisping is also 38. And yeah, he's just the, looked himself, the best he ever has.
Yeah.
Wow, Randy Couture.
Yeah, Randy Couture was...
Prime was 52.
some people age like freaking wine, dude. And then we got, you know, Cody Garbrandt. Youngin.
Just Connor, came out, too. Yeah, 25, 26.
Some of these dudes are young. And who knows if they'll still be doing what they're doing right now at the age of 38. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I think it depends on the person. Some people
Some
just,
people's bodies act differently, obviously.
I don't know, man. It... And I don't know.
I just like what is, I'm not saying when they throw in the towel, but I mean, like, what is their prime age? Like, what is the age when, like, they're doing the most work?
I think the most punishing age has to be somewhere around the 25 to 30 age range.
Yeah, I would say, like, I would even shorten it to 28 to 30. That's when you, if you've been doing it for a long, like 20, like, if you started when you were like 18, 20, you've already been doing it for like 10 years.
Yeah, I agree.
Rather than like a Garbrandt or Connor, who's only 25, they still have, you know, we got five more years to watch them kicking ass.
Yeah.
That's what I'm excited about. I think Garbrandt's going to destroy Dillashaw, and it'll be, you know, just he'll start building his own legacy.
I'm going to go ahead and get that out there.
Oh, yeah. spoiler.
Spoiler alert. Cody Garbrandt and Dillashaw was announced to be the co-main event for UFC 213. So,
which they want the main event to be Bisping versus GSP.
Yeah, I'm actually going to look at
that. I hope they get that together.
Yeah, that's the only fight they have scheduled.
That's
right
what,
now,
July
so.
Or that's late? That's mid
that'll
late
be,
summer. Right?
That'll be July 8th, 2017, okay, in Las Vegas. So that's going
to
be big,
I
man.
Thought GSP had to wait, though. I thought he still had to go a few more months of USADA testing.
Who knows, man?
I guess he could still train in that time and get ready. But
since we're on that topic also, Michael Bisping apparently said that he is willing to fight Daniel Cormier at a catchweight while he's waiting to fight GSP.
What catchweight? Cormier just had trouble making the 205. How's he going to cut to 190 or 195? That's not...
And then, but what about Yoel? What do you mean? Like, is that the thing? He doesn't want to fight for a title? He's just trying to have, like, a little carryover
even
fight?
Even if he loses the
what?
Belt to Yoel, GSP and him is still a decent fight. Like, yeah. I think it's worse that it's a title fight than if they just fought. If Michael Bisping never won the belt and GSP went up and just they fought, that's a legend fight. They've both been in the game for a long time. Michael Bisping was, like, what, on the season, was it 3 of the Ultimate Fighter, somewhere
I'm
like that.
Sure.
It was
one of,
like
definitely
one of
the early ones.
First 5, I think. Mm-hmm. And he's been, I looked up his record. He's like win, loss, win, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's had his ups and downs, but I think he holds the record for either the most fights in the UFC or the most wins. It's one of the two.
Okay.
But yeah, he's been doing it for a long time. And GSP obviously was a dominant champ at 170. Definitely. You know, he held the belt for years and left a champion. So, I don't see him earning a title fight at middleweight, a weight that he's never fought.
Yeah.
He has no business, you know, going up that much. I don't know how much he cuts. I don't know what he walks around at normal, but that's, I think, a big jump for him. But if he comes back to fight Tyron Woodley, I'm perfectly okay with that. I think that should have been the next move. Win or lose against Wonderboy, I think he should have came back for the 170 belt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Michael Bisping is not. Like, that's a cool, like I said, it's a cool fight. If it's not a title fight, that's right. A legend fight.
Yeah.
But Bisping or GSP is not going to be big enough to fight like a Yoel Romero. Luke Rockhold is like 6'3". There's no way his strength isn't going to hold up, especially because he's been out for 3 years. You know, everyone's evolving.
Right.
So, I
kind of find fights like that really interesting, like catchweight fights. Like,
yeah, catchweights are cool.
Yeah, you can sell that to me, honestly. Like, that shit's pretty tight.
But my point was, there's no way Cormier is dropping any more than 205.
No, that's definitely his.
Now, here's my thing. I was looking at him the other day. I was like, he's got a little belly on him. I was thinking,
he's a
husky dude.
When he was walking in, I'm pretty sure I called him a straight milk dud.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what he looks like. He's just flabby, but he's so just like, you know, it's just like pure muscle under that. Like, he's a strong man. He picks up full-grown men with his arms and throws them down like it's nothing. Like, he's a strong man. He's just a little
core,
bit...
good cinecore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he can take a couple punches in his stomach.
But my thing was, is like, what if he loses that? Like, What if he fought at 185? Who knows?
No.
If he loses, dude, what if he like slimmed up? No, I think he's just got a big build, like in general. He's just a big dude.
I think if that was to happen, Bisping would have to gain more weight, so.
Yeah, no, Bisping has to be around 205 right now. There's no way he's dropping that much, but I don't know. I definitely think Bisping should defend the belt. There's no reason that he would go fight another champ. That goes back into our last week topic of money fights. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just trying to sell too much. But what's selling me as a fight fan is Yoel. That's the one that they already like preluded to, and that's the one I'm interested in.
Also, he is number 15 in the pound-for-pound rankings.
He made it to the pound-for-pound list and can't even get a title shot.
That's like, come
ridiculous.
On. That is absolutely.
What if when Dana said, like, oh, yeah, we got something for Yoel, like, that's what it was. Like, we're just going to add you to the pound-for-pound list so you'll be cool.
Yeah. Here's your little consolation prize.
Right. For holding out.
Right. In other news, this is pretty disappointing for both of us. We were both really excited about this, but Kelvin Gastelum just got flagged for smoking weed. Weed, as Stephen A. Smith would say.
Marijuana, THC found in his pee.
Yeah, man. That sucks.
Weed is ruining good fights for me. Like, that's what it comes down to. As a fan, like, weed is killing good fights. Nick Diaz, any of the Diaz. Supposedly, Nate Diaz who was the younger one? Is it Nick or Nate?
That's Nate.
I think it's Nate. Okay. Nate Diaz fought Takanori Gomi when he was high.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he worked him. That was a few years ago, but he wrecked Takanori Gomi.
Yeah.
Just Stockton slab all the way. I'm a big Diaz fan, but the fact that I think he's still out, isn't he? Or is his suspension up? He's just waiting to fight like a big money
Nate
thing.
Or Nick?
Nick
is, I'm pretty sure he's eligible, dude. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure they can start getting stuff like, or he's at least, like, extremely close. Like, I'm pretty sure he's about, because people have been, like, saying things about fighting him, and he's been saying things about fighting. So, I mean, apparently it's kind of getting to the matchmaking process of the whole thing.
So although I do, obviously, like, you know, we both obviously share the same stance on if weed should be legal. But yes. I feel like, especially if you're a fighter and your state allows that, like, the Diaz brothers are out in Cali. I don't know where Kevin's from, but That should be, like, an okay thing, especially if you're fighting in that state. Like, if they I don't know what Nevada's laws is about weed, but, you know, certain states he should be allowed to fight in if weed is recreational. It shouldn't be like this is a drug that comes up on this list.
So, like, what if they fought in Colorado? Like, can they smoke a joint while they're up there? You know,
that's what I'm saying. Like, before the fight? Dude, how cool would that be?
Just walk out smoking a J, bro? That would be awesome.
That
would be, like, the most legendary UFC entrance.
I don't know how they do it. Like, I don't... That's crazy to me that they,
yeah.
If they really do, if Nate really or Nick really did do that, or Nate, whatever, Nick or
whichever.
Nate or Nick, they probably both have it sometime, especially earlier on. Anyway, disappointing.
Yeah,
weed ruined okay. Like I said, what I was trying to get to, we both obviously have the same views on weed should be legal. But as a professional fighter, you know that you could get caught up for this. Do you still continue to smoke?
Yeah. That's what I would do. Fuck. I mean,
that's fair. But
No. In all like realness, I don't know, dude. If I'm at that level and I know there's a chance I might be getting if I got a fight coming up.
Think about how much money he would have made against Anderson Silva. Dude, he's knocking out legends left and right.
Like,
and he just signed it too. It just got approved. So now he might be out for 2 years. He comes up to 185. I don't know what it might be a year, it might be two, but coming up to 185, and dude, that's so upsetting because he's been on such a tear. He's looked so good, and then this just messes everything up.
All over weed.
Smoked a J and got taken away from
him. He was like super drunk one night, and his friends are like, dude, just hit it. He's like, oh, I don't know if I should.
It was his after party after
Vitor. Sounds so good.
He probably did it in Brazil.
Yeah, they're not going to know. Nah, I mean, if I was in the UFC, though, and I really still enjoyed partaking and smoking weed, then yeah, I would probably just wait until after my upcoming
fight.
You know what I'm saying?
You can wait. I don't know. Not worth it to me for the money.
So, after the fight, at the post-fight conference, when Dana White was up there,
right,
the topic, of course, was brought up about Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor fighting.
Of course, that's still, you know, pretty fresh in our minds.
Of course.
So, new details all the time.
I really liked how Dana was putting it, and he also, I wish I had the clip, but he called Bob Arum a piece of shit and said the F word to him. So that's how he feels on that side. Apparently, they're saying things that aren't true. And
yeah, they're trying to say that UFC and Conor would earn 20%, and Floyd and the rest would earn 80%.
Obviously, that's not gonna happen.
Why would they even make that happen? Like that? Why would they sign that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like Conor and Floyd want to fight each other. I feel like they can meet in the middle. They're both huge stars.
Right.
Floyd would not have come out of retirement if Conor wasn't a thing. And like, who? What other boxing name is going to pull Conor numbers right now?
My whole thing about Floyd Mayweather doing this, is obviously like his like number one choice for a fight. It's probably one of his easier fights, in all due respect to Conor McGregor. In a boxing match, Floyd Mayweather is going to win no matter. I'm not saying he's going to knock him out, but there's no way.
It's
1,000 times out of 1,000.
Boxing. How's Floyd like 40?
Yeah, he's like 40 something.
But that's what I'm saying, that it's experience, and Conor's been doing this for like what, maybe 10 years, maybe.
I mean, he has a boxing background, dude, but I mean, there's no chance that he just comes in and beats Floyd Mayweather. And
I think maybe give him 2 years, two more, like a couple more title defenses.
Okay, yeah, if you want to like legit,
let him get a dominant run in the UFC. Like, he just got a belt. He gave it away. He got another belt. Hasn't defended it. So, I think give him a little more experience fighting. Maybe he puts up a better fight than he does now. Honestly, who knows? I mean, he says he's going to shock the world.
Sure,
who knows?
Yeah, sure, give him time and he's going to get better. But the fact of the matter is that Floyd Mayweather is not going to lose to Conor McGregor.
How long has it been since Floyd's fought? 2 years?
He fought Andre Berto, which was his last fight in, I think it was, 2 years ago. But anyways, it's the biggest, it's going to draw the most revenue. Absolutely. It's one of his easier fights. I mean, it's low risk, high reward. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I mean, he's got private jets and all that. You know, he needs a.
And what does Conor have to lose? Screw it. Yeah, go in there and.
Yeah, you fought the best boxer of all time.
Yeah, you're already expected to lose. I mean, there's nothing. It just all makes sense, and I'd love to see it.
I'd love to see it. I don't think there's a reason it shouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just hopefully they can come to terms on a deal that's fair for both parties.
Yeah.
I don't see 2040 or 2080. No. I mean, that's pretty.
I'd go 60-40, 65, 35.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
30-70 maybe at the lowest. So, yeah.
I don't know. It's
going to be a lot of money. Obviously, Floyd. Everybody's making money.
Yeah, everyone's making money at that time. And it's good for Conor's legacy. Like definitely. You said, just, hey, I did this. I fought Floyd. Did you fight Floyd?
Right, exactly.
You won how many belts in the UFC, but did you fight Floyd?
Right.
In boxing? Not in the UFC, in boxing. I went to his hometown and fought there. Like, that's cool.
So, also in other news, I was really surprised by this today. I saw that Rampage and King Mo drew in 1.6 million viewers.
That's for Bellator, pretty good, dude. That's excellent for them. That's great promotion.
That's awesome. Yeah.
There were some other really good fights on that card too.
I'm pretty sure there was like two title fights, at least one. I mean, yeah, they definitely did good. 1.6 million viewers, man. That's
big for them.
That's awesome. I really like that. I like that. I hope they keep it free, man. That's one of the things that really appeals to me about Bellator.
I understand you got to sell fight, you know. Like, yeah, you could get another 1.6 million.
But still,
million
they're
views,
making money just because it's on TV, right?
Yeah, but they're trying to make UFC money.
Yeah, yeah.
But the UFC started out. Well, they've always had their pay-per-views, but I don't know. I get why they wouldn't, or why they're like hesitant to do more pay-per-views, because I'm not gonna buy a Bellator pay-per-view.
No,
I'm sorry. Even if you're drawing in all these legends,
bro, you could put together the greatest Bellator you think lineup of all time. I'm probably not gonna buy that.
It's just not as well done as the UFC is for me. I enjoy the fights. I watch them whenever I can.
Yeah,
you know,
they're
on Spike. Like my favorite thing. I used to watch UFC Undisputed all the time. So right. I used to watch. You know, Mike Goldberg would come in and. This man was on a tear. And
give you the little rundown,
and then you'd see the fight. Dude, like, UFC Undisputed was my favorite thing. And the fact that Bellator, I think Bellator was were extremely smart to take over the same channel that the UFC used to be on.
Right.
So now, like, someone doesn't have to go to a completely different channel.
Yeah,
they
right.
they go to
they know where it's at.
Right. They're like, oh hey, I used to watch UFC on channel 381 if it's still there, and it's like, oh wait, Bellator. Oh well, they're still fighting. Cool. Thing. Yeah. Let me check this out.
Right.
I think that was extremely smart for them to go with Spike, and I think probably Spike had a word in that too. Like, oh hey, we need another. Like this,
oh yeah, definitely. You know. They were trying to find somebody.
Yeah, it was a good co-relationship.
They're the number two, in my opinion.
Did you watch Strikeforce back in the day?
I did not. I was not really. I didn't start getting into MMA until like 2 years ago is when I started like following it, and then like probably this past like year, maybe in the last like 9 months, I really started like hardcore like. Just yeah. like news and everything, just following it totally, 100%.
So. Well, like I said, I used to watch all the Undisputeds, but I never had like internet access and all that. I think me and my buddies bought one fight. Or no, my neighbor did. He had like a party and he bought Lesnar versus Mir. I think it was the second one.
Yeah.
So like that was one of the first pay per views I really got to see live, and that was but I had known about all like I went through the Chuck Liddell era and the Tito and. You know, went back and researched on
how long ago was Strikeforce?
Did they just close three years ago, maybe four?
Okay.
I remember like they were kind of weird though. They had like Dan Hendo fought Fedor,
yeah, I remember
and beat
that.
Him. They like, just like some random, that. You know. But they had some good champions to come out
the
of there.
Greatest. Did you see on the UFC Fight Pass how they're doing like the celebration of
Pride? Dude, Pride was amazing.
I know.
I never got to watch it like live, but they would have certain clips on like
the those are just like too. The best fights to watch. Probably. Oh my god! Pride
you kick someone in the face.
Yeah, just like straight up like
soccer
punt
kick
somebody in the face. Like that's awesome.
What's better
man.
Than that?
That's where yeah,
you're gonna be missing teeth, but I enjoyed it so
definitely. We also, we kind of forgot about this until having breakfast today. We got an upcoming event, sir.
We do have an event.
Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson, the pound for pound number one, the UFC's best fighter, defending his record.
World pound for pound best fighter.
Oh, in the world, of course. This man is defending his record 10th title.
10th title defense. That's crazy.
That's awesome. He will be fighting Wilson Heiss. I learned how to say that. It's not Rice. It's it's Heiss, I guess.
It's not it's, Rice?
No.
It's not Rice?
Reese, none
R-E-I-S.
Of that. R-E-I-S? No. Nope, it it's is Heiss.
Heiss.
Yeah, get your going. Anyways.
He's a Brazilian, isn't he? Do you want to take a break before we come back with our picks?
Yeah, we should definitely do
all right,
that.
Cool.
I need a beer and stuff.
I will be back.
Can I play music?
I think I already am.
Oh. I think I already am.
Well, I didn't know you were so plugged in.
Wake up to the cleaning lady knocking this shit. I close the door so I can bake up.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is remove from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
trick.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Cops getting high on the bench, iron defense, briefcase, handcuffs, stand up, M5, flying like a tan duck, tandoori half moons in my haircut, serving work to Danny Tanner.
Dude, Bronson, GOAT. Bronson's one of my favorite rappers
Bronson
come out
Rally.
Ever. What does he go by? What's it? Bambino? Or Bam Bam?
Bam Bam Baklava.
Yeah, Bam Bam Baklava. Dude, Bronson's hard. Another New York rapper came out with an album
nice
the other day.
Album.
A little Joey Badass.
Yeah, I love Joey for sure, man. Always
it was it was good. I thought it was a little political.
Yeah,
you know,
racy.
Was my cup of tea. But
it's
hey,
racy and
there's still some bars in there. He still did his thing. But hey, that's what's going on in America right now. He's bringing light to it. That's what I thought.
Yeah, good for him.
Good for him. Anyway, so
back to fighting. It is time for UFC on Fox. I don't know if it has a number, does it?
Probably.
No, just UFC on Fox. All right, fair Johnson versus Wright. Heist. Sorry, almost messed up. Heist.
Have you anyway, I'll ask about that in a second. Anyway, yeah, this this is a good. What do you got to say? It's about the next weekend's thing.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I don't have anything to say.
Okay. I think it's a good fight, or it's a good card, like overall. But the weekend after that, this is what I was gonna say. Cub Swanson is fighting
Artem Lobov.
Yeah, who's he?
Artem Lobov is a Russian man who is actually Conor McGregor's partner.
He's fighting 14-12.
Yeah, in his last fight, he actually beat one of my personal favorite fighters, Teruto Yashabo Ishihara, who won The Ultimate Fighter Japan. Super hard, yeah? Bro.
Really?
He's a super funny guy, yeah. Shout out to Teruto Yashabo Ishihara.
Wow.
We got some picks to make on a fight.
I think it's a pretty decent card, to be honest.
What, this one?
Yeah.
This upcoming one? Dude, this is one of the best fight,
fight nights, for sure. I mean,
it's not a fight night, it's UFC on Fox.
Ah, got you.
Don't call it a fight night.
It's different. Know what you're doing. So much the thing is, like, it's unfortunate to me that they don't think Johnson can, Demetrius Johnson can sell pay-per-view. Because, like, I understand he's not the most, like, I guess some people would say exciting fighter because they'll take a guy through deep waters and in the, you know, all five rounds, and but he's consistent. I think it's it's, you can admire his athleticism, his shots are, you know, is great, his takedowns are, you know, he's one of the best.
Definitely, man.
And he's been a dominant champ. You can't deny him that.
Pound for pound best fighter, man. He's defending his.
I'm pretty sure his only losses are Cruz, aren't they? Were they Cruz both times?
I'm pretty sure, because he was like, he's always been the champion at, he's never lost at,
Flyweight. But yeah, he's only lost to Dominic Cruz, so.
Yeah, that's, and that's because Dominic Cruz is.
Pound for pound.
He's bigger than.
But now he's come up, he's another number one pound for pound. Cruz lost his belt to Garvey, I know he's like number eight, I think, six, something like that.
Yeah, something
like Either way, still a good guy, or a good fighter. Now what's up with this Rose girl? They were hyping her up.
So
I haven't really seen much about her.
Rose Namajunas, actually, her nickname is Thug. Rose Thug Namajunas.
Okay.
She, beat Paige VanZant. If you remember that fight when Paige was just like leaking blood profusely.
The last one?
Like, no. No, like one of her, like her most, one of her most famous losses, like when she was just getting absolutely bloodied and battered by that like little bald girl. Yeah, that's Rose Namajunas, who is 5-3. Her
6-3.
I'm looking at it. It's 5-3.
What? I got six.
Huh? I don't know. That's
anyway,
weird. I'm looking on
Sure Dogs. Oh, so. Okay. Might not be updated. Anyway, yeah. She just took a loss to Carolina.
Who actually also fought Joanna Jędrzejczyk for the Jędrzejczyk.
Is she good? She lost on her first fight in the UFC.
Who? Rose?
Rose, yeah.
Against
Carla Esparza.
Yeah, she's a good fighter, man.
So that should be a good one. Michelle Waterson, she's a beast.
Karate hottie.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, she actually just beat Paige VanZant in her last
fight. Oh, that was who? Okay, gotcha. That was a good fight. I think Paige will come back. I love Paige. Paige is like my celebrity crush, honestly. She's so gorgeous.
For sure. Mine's Alex Morgan, who is a soccer player for the women's national team.
Okay.
She's absolutely beautiful. Shout out to you, Alex Morgan.
So then we got Jacare and Robert Whittaker.
Yeah, man.
This one will be
That's going to be a pretty good fight. Jacare is the man, though, that old knucklehead.
Jacare is a dog. I mean, I don't see...
Robert Whittaker's on the come up, though.
Like, he has been.
Everybody's been hot on that, man.
And then we got Jeremy Stephens.
Jeremy Stephens versus this man who's 10-0-1.
Yeah. That's
so that'll be a good fight. Jeremy Stephens. Who the fuck is that?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, that's who that is. Roy Nelson making his comeback since he kicked Big John McCarthy. Did you see that?
No.
So like,
what happened there?
So they've had, like, beef in the past where Roy Nelson says that, you know, he's always complaining about refs. Well, Roy Nelson was fighting Bigfoot Silva in one of his last fights in the UFC.
Okay.
And Roy Nelson and Bigfoot Silva are actually good friends. So Roy Nelson put him down and thought he thought the fight should have been called. He didn't want to follow up, and Big John didn't call it. So he had to go on to ground and pound and start beating Bigfoot up. So, you know, he ended up calling the fight, whatever. So Roy Nelson walks over to his corner, and as soon as he, like, walked over to his corner, he just turned around and ran over to Big John McCarthy and just kicked him in his ribs.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And he's been suspended for I don't know how long, but yeah.
What? What an idiot. Yeah.
Fighting,
dude, I gotta look that up. I did not hear about that.
Yeah, fighting Alexander Volkov.
I haven't seen anything about him.
I'm pretty sure that dude is like, yeah, on the come up for Shizzle. Like, I'm pretty sure that dude's supposed to be like
scrolling down.
Good Russian.
This dude, his name is Rashad Magomedov. Wonder if he trains with the likes of Habib.
Well, he is definitely from Dagestan, which is where Khabib is from.
That's 155. So that'll be. Isn't there who's the other dude that we bet on, the card before last? Who is a Russian that trains Khabib?
Oh, that dude was like, his name was like Islam.
But wasn't he a lightweight
Makhachev
also
or something like that? Yeah, he was nice dude.
All these Russians come in the same way.
Those Dagestani dudes are just. They know how to fight, man.
Yeah, they're no joke. For sure.
It's crazy because that is such a little, that's a, such a small place. It's like a little mountainous place. And like, they just literally fight for a living, bro. Have you ever seen the videos of Habib wrestling a bear?
I've heard about it though.
Yeah, he's like a little child just wrestling a bear. Like, that's what they do out there, dude. That is just absolutely wild. They do like Sambo,
yeah.
Yeah, that's like
really high level wrestling.
Mm-hmm. But moving down to Tim Elliott, who pretty sure his last fight was against Demetrius Johnson, because Tim Elliott was in the Ultimate Fighter Champions. Like they brought all those champions from like different organizations. Yeah, Tim Elliott ended up winning that and got to fight Demetrius Johnson, which I was hoping to see an upset that night, of course. But no, Demetrius Johnson, of course, just absolutely dominated that fight.
As he does.
Tim Elliott will be fighting Lewis, what is his, The Last Samurai or Smolka. Something like that? His,
sure
his nickname.
Louis Smolka.
No, it's Lewis. That's definitely Lewis, bro. Lewis, The Last Samurai or something like that. Smolka. Yeah, he's a pretty good submission artist, I'm pretty sure. I got him winning that fight. Devin Clark, who is 7-1, never seen him fight against Jake Collier, who is 10-3. That'll be interesting, I guess. I'm actually really excited about this very first fight on the card, which is Tom Dukenoy or whatever. I don't know how to say his last name, but he was a champion in his last organization, and I guess he's like a really like top prospect coming up.
Do you know which one it was?
I'll look at it real quick.
Patrick Williams, I never heard of him either.
Pretty
decent card overall. Especially that main card. That's the first five. That's going to be nice. I don't know. I think I got... How do you bet against Demetrius Johnson? That's the thing.
You don't.
Like, you just can't.
But Wilson Rice. Bama. That's what it was. B-A-M-A.
Oh, okay, I remember that, yeah.
So, he was the champion in his last fight. He fought this dude named Shea Walsh. And he was also a champion, so it was like a champion-on-champion fight.
Oh, yeah.
And he won.
Nice.
Well, that was the second-to-last fight, my bad.
Well, you want to start picking?
Let's do it.
All right, you won, because you're a bitch, so you get the first pick.
And I'm pretty sure this dude actually... Yeah, this dude does... Isn't DC American Top Team?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
With Cain Velasquez and...
So, this Magomedov dude does train with Habib and them. Damn, they got a bunch of little just Dagestani men running around
for
there.
For real,
jeez,
that's crazy.
That's a wrecking ball of a training facility.
But they're always getting injured. I wonder if they go too hard in their camps. Because someone's always having an injury in that place.
You already know who I got with the first pick, so... Mighty Mouse Johnson over Wilson Heiss, and he's actually, if I looked at my odds right, I'm pretty sure Demetrius Johnson is like a...
Are the odds out?
Some of them for like three of the fights. like the top three fights.
I don't know why like they wait so long to release those into the week
before. Yeah. Fight. So Demetrius Johnson's a 900-point favorite, bro.
Shut up.
I swear.
900?
900.
Are you serious? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, he's the pound for pound best fighter. Like, that's understandable, but damn, the people that don't have no money on Wilson.
Yep, so I got him.
I got Jacare.
Nice. I knew that was coming. That's your man, dude.
I love it, dude. I really like enjoy his fights.
Jacare is tight, dude.
If he would beat who Romero.
Who did he beat in our when we watched him last? I'm pretty sure that was the Silva fight.
Let me see.
Because I remember both of us were extremely impressed.
Tim Bosch.
Yeah.
Tim Bosch. He bullied Tim Bosch.
I'm pretty sure Tim Bosch took that on like a.
He got performance. He's on a back-to-back performance of the night bonuses. He's my man.
Yeah. Okay.
Yoel Romero is his only loss in the UFC.
And that's not.
That's not anything to be ashamed of at all. He's a beast. Your turn.
Yeah, I have. I'm gonna go ahead and take Aljamain Sterling, Funk Master. That's his nickname.
Which one is that? Oh, okay.
Bantamweight.
All right. I got Zach Cummings.
Why?
I remember him from The Ultimate Fighter. He's not bad. I don't know. I don't
reason why you're picking.
I don't
Zach
know
Cummings.
Nathan Coy, so we're gonna go with yeah.
That's funny. I'm going to choose Rose Thug Namajunas over the Karate Hottie.
Okay. All right. Fair Sean enough. Anderson. I think I'm going to get... Yeah, I got this undefeated dude. Renato.
Yeah?
Miles, you know?
Over who the fuck is that guy?
Over Lil Heathen, Jeremy Stevens. Yeah.
Okay, damn. That was a nice little pick, Slim. Maybe that was the little...
Might be the one. He's got two wins in the UFC. I'm going to have to go back and watch him.
Yeah, for sure. We need to check that dude out.
I don't do my homework. It's pretty clear for these. I'm just kind of like, yeah. Get a... This dude looks cool. Let me...
I like this dude's hair.
Yeah, he's got a neck tat. I'm going with him.
Neck tats always win. Maybe Tom Duquesne.
Anyway, okay. Let me get that Rashad Magomedov.
Oh, good pick. Because you already know Bobby he's going
to
win.
Yeah, he's going to just wrestle him to death.
Right. Sip on that broski. Let me see. Lewis Smolka over Tim Elliott.
Okay. Give me Roy. Give me that cheeseburger belly, Roy.
Let me rub your belly, Roy.
Buddha belly, Roy. All right.
He is a tubby man.
What if he comes back and like hasn't fought in a year and he's like in shape and
right.
just like he drops down to light heavyweight? Dude. He probably could. Who knows?
He just like worked on his body a little bit.
Yeah. That's funny.
All right, I'm going to stop talking shit about Roy Nelson.
Yeah, I like Roy Nelson. Who was the last pick you had?
I picked Lewis Smolka.
All right.
Let me see these dudes' records right quick. Who's texting me? Oh, what up, Kelsey? Shout out to you for giving us a live listen. Totally threw me off what I was doing, though.
You were looking up
yeah, I know.
Someone's stats. Some stats. I feel like we're like beer testers tonight.
Yeah,
we found some new Great Lakes. Holy Moses is the best by far.
Yeah, Great Lakes is an amazing brewery. Always drink their beers. I am going to go
Dude,
ahead.
The Aqueduct has some fire beers.
Yeah?
They oh my god.
Brewed by themselves?
Yeah, they brew them in-house. I had a pineapple one. I had a red raspberry, which usually I don't like sweet like flavored beers, but they were really like it was nice mix. And then I had one. It was, I forget the name, but it literally tasted like a Nutter Butter.
What was that you drank at Legends? A coffee beer?
Ooh, I don't remember what it was called. That coffee beer was good, though.
Yeah,
whatever it was.
I'm going to go ahead and pick this chick. Her name is Caitlin Vieira. She is 7-0.
Nice.
And
at 135, nice. Nice.
So that leaves you down to the last pick.
Let me get Devin Clark.
I already picked him.
Oh.
It's Anthony Smith and Andrew Sanchez.
Let me look at this guy.
Whoa, what was that?
I think it was Scotty. Old Scotty Thumbs. Scotty
Thumbs. Coolest cat out here.
For real. I got Andrew Sanchez.
Cool. All right. So those are our UFC on Fox Johnson versus Heist picks.
Hopefully I can overcome this debt real quick.
Yeah, if you get to 50, I'm coming for you. Also, Chad Donahue, if you're listening, boy, you are getting close to owing me some money.
At least I won, what, one since we started doing that? Two?
Yeah, no, you won one. It was
the... Was that 205?
That was Anderson Silva and Brunson and then Holly Holm and Jermaine De Rondamay.
That's right.
Can I have that beer opener?
Yeah. The damn cast beer opener.
Very cool. What else is going on? Yeah, I mean, we got, rooms? I don't know, maybe like 20 minutes left.
What did you, what'd you think of the event, like, in total? I guess,
If I like, if I had to give it a grade?
Of 210.
Let's say, if I had to give it a grade, I would give it I'd give it a B minus.
B minus.
I
thought it was funny that Dana White said that, like, this, since New York just adopted MMA to, like, be a legal thing, I feel like, they haven't been doing it enough, and he literally said it's like we're back in 2001 when we first bought the company.
Yeah.
So it's like, I get it, they've only done one fight, and the fact that 205 went off pretty well, how it did, I think that was like a fluke almost, you know what I mean?
Alex King just sent me something. At Joe Rogan, so
I seen that. What is it?
He sent it to you too?
Yeah. He wants us to play it. We're gonna play it. We have a hidden message. Who is this?
I'm about to play it. Oof. Ooh. And Nano. You ready?
Yeah, you're up.
Alright, let's see what you got, Alex. It's your time to shine.
What would you?
This is Joey Diaz, the Diaz brothers' dad,
being accused of cheating with the weight cut.
Listen, if you cheat and you get away with it, it ain't cheating. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. They let them go. What the fuck? They were all there. CSSA. Everybody was there. All the initials were there. The steroid people, CSSA, and nobody said dick. Fuck it. You got away with it. I ain't mad at them. That's smoking why you gotta have a manager. Joint. Where was Anthony Rumble's manager?
Mind you, he's smoking a joint.
I would have been up there throwing white towels. I would have been doing the whole fucking thing. But that's what happens now. Now he's 280. He's somewhere eating fucking cheeseburgers day. You think I'm mad at him? Fuck. I've cheated at Weight Watchers from time to time myself.
Dude, that is awesome.
So that is where the Diaz brothers get their freaking attitude from. Goodness.
That's amazing.
Gold. Thank you, Alex. Much appreciated.
That was good, Alex. Great timing.
Players.
Yeah. I don't know. I still say that event left me a bad taste in my mouth. That was like, I feel like this fight night is going to be better than.
Yeah, see, the thing is, like, I like controversy, but that was not the kind of controversy I liked. Like, no. I like when fights are ended.
Especially when I, you know, lose money, but either way.
Yeah, it's okay. Win some, no, you don't.
So, who's next for Daniel Cormier?
Who's next for Daniel Cormier?
You know, we got John Jones, whose suspension up is in 2 months.
Sorry, I was on my
phone. Thanks. All right, yeah. So it's the AMMA podcast with
Slim. That's it.
Who's Daniel's next opponent? You got Jones, who's coming back in 2 months. His suspension is removed.
Yeah. Okay. You can definitely wait for that one. Definitely, because everybody wants to see that. Both of them want that. That's definitely the fight to make.
But what's his plan B if Jones messes up again?
Plan B, I guess Jimmy Manoa, but does Jimmy Manoa even deserve a title shot?
Mm,
Like, is he that far up there, really?
He's number four, I think. Let's see right now. He's up there. I mean, I don't know if it's a question of...
Give it to him.
Yeah, I mean, he's... You might as well.
So, John Jones, if John Jones takes a little bit too long, then, yeah, we're going to go with Jimmy Manuwa.
I think it's crazy that John Jones is off the pound-for-pound list.
Yeah, well, the day he's reinstated, that better change.
That better change right away. Never lost.
No.
The Matt Hamill. Damn you, Matt Hamill.
When does Gustafsson fight next?
Who, Alexander?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything
from him. I'm pretty sure he fights pretty soon. He needs to fight. This Tyson Pedro dude, number 15, very good.
What, a light heavyweight?
Yeah, he's unbeaten. I've watched him twice. He's really good. I need to see this Ilir Latifi man fight. I heard he's hard. Ovince St. Preux, no, sir. You need to be off of this top 15 list.
He worked his way up there, and now he's just kind of hanging out. No, he had a good fight recently against.
No, he didn't. All his last three fights have all been straight trash. Promise.
Yeah, you're right. What one was I thinking of? Yeah, he lost against Volkan and Jimmy Manuwa and John Jones.
When's the last time Shogun fought?
Shogun's been on a win streak, actually. He's got three fights.
Yeah, he's ranked number five. Glover, number three. I'm not that high on
Shogun's Glover. Been picking people off, like random people. He fought Little Nog, Minotauro. He fought Corey Anderson and Gillian Vellante. Or is that his
name? It's John
Vellante.
Yeah, he's ranked number... He's ranked number... You're not the best reader. What'd you call... He called Gegard Mousasi Gregor Mousasi, and then the dude who actually was named Gregor Gillespie, he just spelled his name... He just said Gillespie. Like, okay, you couldn't have just gave Gegard the dude's actual name? Like,
it's not that I can't read, I can't spell, and I didn't feel like switching over to that.
Yeah, you're off the chain.
I figured you knew what I meant. Yeah, I'm bad at that.
I knew you.
Oh, that was so funny. So, yeah, fight night this weekend. Where are we watching at? I'm off at 5.
Yeah, I'm probably not. I'm going to have to somehow get off work early or something. Come to Barley. I'll make them play it.
Oh, yeah, it's free. They should be down with that, wouldn't they?
Who knows? They're lame. Sometimes. Ooh, I probably shouldn't. Yeah. Yeah, come to Barley. We can go watch. We can watch them with Barley, probably.
All right, that works.
So, yeah, I mean, anything you want
to... I think that's about it, yeah. We'll watch the fights this weekend if any news happens.
Yeah, so next weekend, we will definitely be talking about this
UFC. Another upcoming fight. That's great. That's a perfect time for us to... Definitely back-to-back coverage. That's dope.
For all of you that are listening at home, thank you.
Yeah.
For
tuning in, subscribe to us. Subscribe to the other podcasts on Lazy Weather Media.
Yeah, all of those for sure.
We're number 8.
Yeah.
There's a whole other 7 adventures that you can check out and enjoy.
Yeah. Awesome to listen to on your way to work. You know, if you just need something to, you know, play in the background to give you some comfort, listen to this voice. Weird. Start giving them like an audio book.
I'm going to paint a nice little bush right here, a little happy bush.
It's going to be like our second like coming. We're going to start doing like audiobooks.
Right. Dude.
Being like the reader voices. Hello, everybody.
As Harry picked up his wand.
What'd you say? Nobody's listening?
Sean said two people. Oh. Shout out you two people.
Yeah, whoever.
One in Cleveland and one in
Akron. Awesome. All right, guys. I think that's going to wrap it up for us for episode 2.
Yeah, let's hope you give them a better sign off than last week. Thank you.
Go ahead. You start it. You sign off.
Oh, man. Well, thank you guys, and we'll see you next week.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.